Good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to The Morning Interview over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today, I have two guests in the studio with me today. Melissa DeWolf, the new surgeon at Sitka Community Hospital, and Kay Turner, director of outpatient services there. Thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And I want to start off by talking a little bit about a new garden that is going to take place for long-term care patients. Kay, what was the history of the garden?
Well, we had a Sitka fellow participate in a year-long fellowship at Sitka Community Hospital in our long-term care unit, and one of her projects was to write a grant proposal for a garden for our residents. And it was through the Alaska Mental Health Trust, and we got the grant, and First Bank also helped fund the garden. So we're really excited to have it almost come to completion. We have the pad poured, and there's going to be plants around it. Just a real nice space for our residents with raised beds. They can wheel up if they're in a wheelchair, and they'll basically be in charge of what they want to grow and plant. So we're really excited to get this and make it a more home-like environment for them.
And, yeah, why a garden?
Well, people like to get outside. It came out of several meetings with our residents that this was something they wanted to do. They really liked flowers, and they wanted to plant some vegetables that they could eat. And there are several places around Alaska that have gardens as well. So we spoke to other facilities and found out, you know, what they were using, and just got ideas that way and started from there. So they're excited to get it almost done.
Yeah, when do you think it'll be up and running?
Probably by the end of August. So kind of not completely in time for the sun that we've been having, but they can start with something. So yeah.
And this is one of a couple new changes at Sitka Community Hospital.
Yes.
We also have Melissa here with us today. And Melissa, you are the new surgeon at Sitka Community Hospital. Yeah, welcome to the community.
Thank you. It's been wonderful being here so far.
And where are you from?
So I'm from a small town much like this in southern Maine. And my father was a family practice physician there. So I sort of grew up in the healthcare culture of a smaller community and seeing how much it meant to have access to that kind of care. So it's much the same here in Sitka. I know there is a need, and it's just awesome to be able to be here and fill that.
And you're from, so Winthrop, Maine, what's that like?
It's small town, one blinking light, three lakes, one pizza place. So Sitka has that beat. Just about sort of being out in nature and its beauty. So,
yeah. And what has your work experience been like since leaving home?
So I finished training in 2013 and went straight into active duty Air Force. They sent me to Korea. So I was the only surgeon on the Air Force base for a year there. And interestingly, I was almost about to come to Elmendorf Air Base in Anchorage. And at the last minute, that fell through. So from there, they sent me to Langley in Virginia. And I've been out for a couple of years. I did pediatric trauma surgery for a while, and then just general surgery and traveling surgery.
And how did you get your license in Alaska?
Well, Alaska's always a place that I've wanted to go. Just looking at the pictures, it seems exquisite. In a place like none of the lower states, for sure. And so I got my license out there with the traveling company. And when this job opened up, I couldn't wait to sign up. So I was here for a short stint at the end of April into May. And I just fell in love with it. The community itself was so welcoming. All of the residents, you know, I tried to participate in a bunch of the events that were going on, and everyone was awesome. The people at community really practice patient-centered care and, you know, doing the most with what they have. And people couldn't wait to integrate me in. And so those are some of the things that really made me excited to join on for the team.
And Kay, how has the surgery program evolved over the last year or so?
Well, it's gone through a few changes. We used to have 24/7 coverage. Recently, it was decided by, you know, several different, you know, meetings, as well as different reports and consultants and the board and the community, to try a day surgery program. So basically, this program is now 3 weeks out of the month during the days. So far, it's been working really, really, really well. It's really nice to have consistency now. For a while, we had several different traveling surgeons come through, and, you know, we've had some great surgeons, but the community really likes consistency, and they like to know who they're going to see. And we're really excited to have a permanent surgeon here, and we, you know, really wanted her back because of, you know, just the great feedback from the community and the staff. And so we're just really, really excited to be where we are now.
And since I've been here, it's already been great. I've been able to see patients come back to me in clinic and do that sort of follow-up, which is really meaningful to establish those sort of relationships. And in Sitka in particular, everyone has a story, you know, how they came here, why they decided to stay, or, you know, what their family has done here in Sitka if they're permanent residents. So it's been really awesome getting to meet the different patients, and I look forward to sort of building up the program.
And could we hear a little bit more about your transition from working in military hospitals or in that kind of setting to more of a civilian setting, and what that's been like?
Well, you know, it's interesting because military medicine has a lot of benefit, and it does amazing things, and it allows, I mean, what I, you know, I got deployed to the Middle East, and I was really able to treat those who were out in the fight and keep them out in the fight, and that's an amazing thing. But I think the heart with which people on the team practice in civilian medicine is really unmatched, because, you know, people choose the career path of becoming a nurse, and not even just a nurse, but becoming a surgical nurse or a surgical tech. They actually get that choice, whereas sometimes in the military, you know, they don't, and you sort of get placed somewhere. So working with a group of people who care deeply about their job and the team approach, I think I find that more in the civilian sector. So, you know, that's one thing. The other thing is less of the emergency surgery and a little bit more of having the time to get to know the patients and do more elective type things.
And how long have you, when did you start here?
I came initially at the end of April for a few weeks, but I started at the beginning of June. So, yeah, I couldn't be more excited. I've had a chance to do some amazing things around Sitka. I've met already some great friends. It seems hard to believe that I've been here for basically just a month, because I've met some great people, and I've been to cruise off a few times. I've been out in the boat. I caught a king. Yes, everybody, the surgeon has caught a king. So that was really exciting and delicious. I've been hiking the mountains, and I still have Verstovia to do, so I can't wait for that. But really, Sitka has just been such a blessing, and I look forward to giving back in the way that it's already given to me so far.
And Kay, can you see the culture at the hospital changing since Melissa has come on board, or what does it feel like, something has shifted?
Well, there's a lot of excitement to have somebody, you know, come permanently. It's been hard the last few years to bring people on permanently because of all the changes that are occurring, and it just adds some stability to our staff and our patients, and it's really appreciated. So, yeah.
The team's been awesome, from the ER docs to, you know, the docs in the clinic. Really everyone there works as a team. They've helped me a lot, shown me some of the ropes, helped me get to know the patients and sort of the long-term care patients, and we've really been able to start going in the positive direction with having a surgeon on board. So it's great.
Melissa Kay, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
If you are just tuning in, I just spoke with Melissa DeWolf, the new surgeon at Sitka Community Hospital, and Kay Turner, director of outpatient services there. And we spoke about the fact that Melissa is the new surgeon there, and also about a new garden for long-term care patients. You can listen to this interview and others by going to our website, kcaw.org.